How are we?
Good.
Is that good? Well, good morning. Yeah, it's my pleasure to be here. We had a beautiful drive up from Hendersonville. And this talk is sort of interesting because it came out of our friend, Reverend Joanna, who wrote a book on Sankofa, and she was Eileen's classmate. And I was working on my dissertation, and Eileen had proofread her dissertation, and she was also proofread her book, and she was reading my dissertation, and she said, the process you describe is exactly in this book. And this was a process that I had been going through, retrieving memories and healing them. And it brings to mind that New Year's, we all do the burning bowl and the release and all of this. And what came to mind, this action is sort of like a yo-yo. We let it go, and then we kind of reach up and grab it back because we miss it and we're not done with it. And I've done this many times. But what the process that has become clear for me is that there is such an emotional attachment to the experiences that we want to release that's what we have to deal with. And so when we have that emotional attachment, what comes up? Guilt. Oh gosh, how could I have done that? We get embarrassed. Oh, I'm a spiritual person. Those words just popped out. You know, maybe the devil did it. You know, things like that. We get embarrassed. Or we feel so ashamed of, gosh, I really hurt people. And, that sticks. So we have those things that keep us from letting it really go. And the Native Americans have an interesting way of doing prayers, is through the pipes. The prayers go up in smoke, so they're gone. And then they dissipate. And I know I've heard some people say that they really do hold on to their prayers. They say their prayer every day, but that sort of defeats the purpose of having faith and trust in this universal spirit that we call God. Is once we pray, it's done. We might as well let it go because it's going to happen. Maybe not in our time, which we want to control, but maybe it happens in a universal time. So Sankofa seems to be the perfect thing to talk about in the New Year. It's about learning from our past, going back and taking the bird has a little gem in its mouth. And that gem is what it's retrieved from going back and retrieving that information, and also the emotional work, the baggage that we've been carrying along with those experiences, because we are carrying that emotional baggage. And it's it's a process that we go through. And how I got into this was that my dissertation is multiracial identity development and growing up amid discrimination and racism. And I'm doing art to help me bring back the memories. And the memories were so painful that I ended up crying. I ended up angry and just, raging. I wanted to go back and resurrect some people and kill them. I had all this energy. I ended up going to a wonderful therapist who understood what was going on. And so she led me to look at the emotions that I was carrying. And I didn't even know I'd been carrying them. That was the thing. But every time I would hear or replay that incident in my mind or that experience, I would feel that emotion. And that would come up in anger or this or that. So it was really, really holding me down. So I started the process of using art to go back and pick up those emotions And I was using clay because I could put the energy into the clay. So my process was to take the clay and just kind of play with it and play with it. And then there would become an image to my mind. And that's what I would create in the clay. And that would be where the release would come from. It was amazingly powerful and very cleansing. There still were tears. There still was anger. But it was a different type of anger. It was an anger of wow, more myself. It's like, I've been carrying this for 50 years, 60 years. It's like, wow, how is that possible? And then how can I let it go? And I let it go through the art. And art is very powerful. And we have other tools. We have meditation. We can let a lot of things go through meditation. Eileen is a journalist. She journals. And she's been doing classes on journaling where we can go back and get those memories and then write about them and put those energies and those emotions into journaling. Other people exercise, walk. Art is another way. Mindfulness is one way that we can go back and look at that incident or that those experiences, tap into that emotion, and then like the bird, bring that jewel with us, that knowledge of what we learned from that incident. Because we all learn from everything in our life. Life is a different school, and it's very interesting to go back and look at different people's lives to see what they've gone through. And then I wonder, like people in the Holocaust, how did they survive? And one of my friends is working with the disappeared, the Native Americans in South Dakota and North Dakota. Women are just disappearing. And there's sometimes they'll find their bodies, and most of the time they won't. But there's no action taken to find them or to find out who took them. But they are now among the disappeared. And the song that you played was very powerful and emotional because people are disappearing. We have people that disappear from our lives that are still alive. The abused people disappear. Hungry people. People with addictions. Transsexuals disappear. They disappear because we don't care about them. So we put them out of our minds and out of our lives because we don't want to be bothered with that uncomfortability of dealing with a person who's alcoholic. And one of our friends said his greatest test was to go up and hug a person on the street who smelled, who had gone to the bathroom in his clothes and was sitting on the corner drunk. Said, I decided I needed to break through those barriers. And I went up and I gave that person a hug. And he said, they gave me back the most warmth and the most love that I've ever received. And he said, that really changed his whole way of thinking. So going, and he said, he'd been also taught, he'd been raised in the church where, you know, alcoholics and all were lower and they were sinful and all of this stuff. And by hugging that man and embracing him, he broke through all those barriers. And his jewel was he discovered that people were all the same. It didn't matter what they looked like, what they smelled like, what they were doing, is that we're all the same. There's something in common about each of us. And we forget that. So Sankofa, for me, it's about remembering not only my past and bringing up those emotions, but it also connecting with other people. And to remember that we're very, very different. So my process in this was when we think about this New Year's cleansing, you know, we release, we let go, and we renew. So it's a really interesting opportunity that we can go through every single day. We don't have to wait till New Year's Eve or New Year's Day to do this process. And yes, this is a tradition brought in from Africa. But it's being used in colleges. Corporations are now using it to find out, to go back and find out what they've done in the past and how that has changed their direction. And so they're going back and learning their history and what types of harm they've caused. And then they're doing forgiveness work about it and then moving on. And I thought, wow, this is so interesting. It's that CEOs are having people come in and teach about Sankofa. And it's happening at several colleges and universities where there are actually classes doing this. And I think it's really kind of an interesting process.
It's very much what step 4.
Forgiveness. Yeah. And the forgiveness is about ourselves. It's not about the other people. I think we have a hard time forgiving ourselves, much harder than we do another person, because we have great expectations of how we're going to be and what we're going to do and how we're going to treat people. And when we don't, it kind of brings up this, God, I've got more work to do. I thought I was done. Crap, you know, we're thinking. But we always have more work to do. I think as long as we're in skin and we're walking on this earth, it's an opportunity to move forward. And that first song that you played, remembering that we were blessed, that we are blessed, and we're blessed by every encounter, every experience, no matter how painful or hurtful, like you said, there is a blessing there. If we can remember to take that jewel and that blessing, then our lives will be very much changed. We won't have to carry that anger and that resentment or that hate. And our current leader has been a great lesson for me. A great lesson for me, and to see that person as a spiritual being and to bless that person and not to come up with a lot of angry and negative energy, because I realize he doesn't care what's going on. He's way there. And here I am boiling in this anger and resentment. And who's it hurting? It's hurting me. And it's like, okay, so that's really not working very well. Maybe I could stop that, or just let it go and just see that person as a spiritual being. And that's really made a difference. That has, in my attitude, I still don't like to see that person on television, but then it gives me a chance to do more blessing of both of us and that situation, and to renew that each person on this earth is a spiritual being, and to just really get that deeper and deeper ingrained and to understand it. And at 74, I'm still learning that lesson. And I thought, God, I would have learned this by now. But apparently, I'm still working on that, and forgiveness and self-forgiveness. But back to Sankofa. When we release, it's very, very difficult sometimes to deal with those emotions that come up. And I can't tell you how to deal with those emotions that come up, but I do know there's lots of support. You have prayer, you have meditation, we have mindfulness, you have prayers, you have this group. And also, if you want to keep it more private, there are what we used to call in seminary, my pay for a friend, which is therapist, because in seminary we didn't want anybody learning all our little dirty secrets. So we would go to the therapist, and they had to be respectful, and they couldn't go blab all our secrets all in the community like some of our classmates would do when we would just say things that were deep and painful. Our classmates would run out, "Oh, you know, Richard did this or said that." But our rent-a-friend would never do that. So so that therapy works very well. And you may have to look to find one that fits you. And I have been very blessed in finding one that fits me. And Eileen has also been a wonderful source because she can look at this objectively many times and help. And so we have other groups of friends that we can share with. We have a group that meets on Thursday morning, and we've been meeting for
four years.
And we've learned to trust each other enough that we can share things that hurt, and they're received by the community without feedback or comment. And we could say things, and we know they stay in that group. And that's very, very wonderful. Aclea is a member of that and has been and has participated. And so whatever happens at that table stays there, and we hold it in prayer. And it's been a very powerful group. And we call it Pathfinders. And it's just a group that meets, and we have rules about confidentiality and letting people say what they say without going in and trying to fix it. It's not a fix me session or fix the other person. But we do have experiences that could help one another, and if we feel led to it, we may share that in a different meeting, but not this one. So are there any questions about letting go? About how Sankofa is practiced?
Will you talk a little bit more about the jewel?
Okay.
And the meaning of that? As I said, I was looking at the picture, and I get the entire concept of being firmly planted and turning around. In your understanding and interpretation, the jewel is what part of the heart path? What would you say?
Jewel is the wisdom and that we gain. And Dr. Phil says this every show, is that the best predictor of the future is the past. And if we change the past, we change the future. And that is a jewel. By going back and changing the past, learning from it, learning, okay, this was my experience in the past. And how do I look at myself differently? See, one of my things as I owned a stained glass store and a couple of wholesale warehouses. And I was very ruthless because I had bills to pay. I had 30 employees. And anybody got in my way, I ran over them. And I helped bankrupt a couple of other my competitors and things like that. And I look now and think, God, how could I? That's not me. But in that situation of the business owner and all that responsibility of the people, the inventory, the this, the that, and we also built windows. We built the Applebee's windows with balloons in them. And Applebee's wasn't paying us. They started paying 45 days after the restaurant opened. So I was eating multo meal for a lot of, that was my main meal. I couldn't afford anything else. Bills were piling up. Creditors were calling. And so I had a lot of rage against Applebee's and frustration. But out of that, I went back and again went to therapy. And the therapist said, well, maybe this is a signal you need to go a different direction. And so I did. I went to a Unity church, went to the meditation, went to sleep. And because it was quiet, it was dark, there was music. And so I'd go back every Wednesday very faithfully and go to sleep. And the minister finally came up and said, I realize that this is, you need peace, but your snoring is kind of snoring is kind of bothering us. But I think from looking at that situation, the jewel was that I found leadership, this therapist that helped me find a way out. I did find the Unity Church that totally accepted me and my coming to meditation and sleeping, because the minister said this obviously was what you needed. You needed to sleep more than to listen to the meditation, and I'm glad we could provide it. I said, well, I'm glad you let me come to sleep. And so my involvement with Unity grew and grew and grew, and then I worked with one of the my friends there, Sharon Poindexter, who was a Unity minister, and she was working with the HIV and AIDS community, and I volunteered, and a year later, Eileen showed up and volunteered for that same ministry, and we worked with people with AIDS and HIV. And we lost many, many friends, many talented. So I naturally assumed she was lesbian, and you know, she's working with this group that was mostly gay and lesbian people, and she pretty much assumed I must be gay because here I am involved in this all-gay community. I think there were three straight people in all the group, and nobody cared. They just embraced us. But that was healing, too, because it gave me a deeper understanding of how people's sexuality changes their interaction in the world. I had to change my understanding because I was raised Baptist and homosexuality was one of the sins. And so I needed to go and change that. So the jewel that I got was becoming more inclusive, more intolerant, and looking at those teachings and saying, gosh, I know my church felt this was the right way, but I don't believe that now. So there are different jewels that we can pick. And maybe one of the jewels is energy, outlook. We're not weighted down by that old energy we're carrying. It wants to be released. And when those memories come up, it's time to bless them, welcome them in, and say, thank you for this. I'm waiting for this gift, and see what that gift is. It can be an easy process if we choose to make it easy. And we can do a lot of things. Like I said, writing it down and saying, okay, what am I feeling right now when this emotion or thought comes up? You don't have to show it to anybody. Just write it down so you can get in touch with it. You can then burn it and release it and let it go. But then look for the gift. And that gift will really come quickly. My way, as I said, is art. Our neighbor walks. He walks every day. He's out early in the morning, no matter what weather. He's out walking. And he walks, and he walks, and he gets in touch with nature. And that is what heals him. And that's also, I see, that heals you too. And that also heals us. For us, when we're troubled, we go to a stream of running water. And then we just watch the water, and then the water flows, and it carries away all our emotional pain and all the baggage we've been carrying. And we just let it go, and it's willing to take it. The earth and nature is willing to take all our pain. And I know in the Native American group I was with in Kansas City, they were saying, whenever you feel pain or hurt, hug a tree. That tree's roots go deep in the earth, and its whole purpose is to take your pain and take it away from you. So tree hugging can be very healing. And I think if you experiment and find what works for you, I've had to find what works for me. Writing didn't work for me. Meditation didn't work for me. But through working with the clay, that ended up being the meditation and helping me be mindful. So when we find that jewel, we do have to break through a lot of barriers. Like I said, you'll have guilt, you'll have embarrassment, you'll have shame, but these are all surface things that will try to keep you where you were. And once you kind of deal with those, then you can take that, do like we did on Tuesday. Write what we want to release, and then we put it in the fire, and we watched it burn up, and it was gone.
We did that.
You did that? Wasn't that wonderful?
It reminds me, too, of the story of Jacob wrestling with the angel in the Bible. And he was going to wrestle with the angel till he received the blessing. And that story just runs through my mind. Mm,
yeah, thank you.
You can't really let go of the past until you've gotten
the
blessing. Wisdom from it, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then you can light it.
And then you can light it and go. But it did feel good to let it go, because I know what I put in that fire was gone this time. I didn't yank it back because I wasn't finished with it. When I wrote it down, I knew as I was writing it down, this chapter's closed, and I can move on. So Happy New Year to all of you. I hope you will take this with you and read it. And as you go through this year and things come up, just remember, you can look back and do forgiving of the past, and that will allow you to move forward. So bless you.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.